Saturday night, Geneva native Christine Lavin performs in Pulteney Park for Moonshadow Over Pulteney. It's the second year for the food and music event, which is put on by the Historic South Neighborhood Association. Last year drew a large crowd for hometown favorite Christine Lavin, but this year she decided to invite her longtime friend Julie Gold to join her.
It was the late 1970s, and we were both invited to be part of a songwriting workshop. And the guy who invited us, his name was Bob Esposito, he was hoping that we would join together and become a songwriting team, which we've never written songs. We've known each other now for almost 40 years. But I became a huge fan of her work right away, and she became a fan of my work.
If Julie Gold's name isn't immediately familiar, you've almost certainly heard her work. Bette Midler had an enormous hit with a song she wrote, From a Distance.
She sent it to every music contact she had in the business, including Clive Davis, who wrote back a handwritten note saying, "This song is worthy of authorship by Joni Mitchell, but I just don't hear it as a hit." Clive Davis, and she saved it. She has that note. So she was so demoralized and depressed that everybody turned down that song. I said to her, "Bring me 10 copies." I was playing at the Speakeasy on McDougal Street. I said, "Bring me 10 cassettes. Let me see what I can do." I sent it to Vin Scalza at K-Rock. I sent it to Pete Fornatel at WFUV. I sent it to Stephen Holden at the New York Times. And what happened is Ahmet Ertegun was Bette Midler's producer. And he called Stephen. They were working on the next record after her big hit, The Wind Beneath My Wings. He said, "We need one more song. We need a song that could be a follow-up hit to Wind Beneath My Wings. Have you heard anything?" And he said, "Yes, From a Distance."
But Lavin, of course, extended the invitation, not for the songs others have recorded, but for Gold herself.
She's a real original voice as a singer, as a songwriter, as a pianist. She has her very recognizable sound, and all of her songs are so true. They're so from the heart. And that's the thing that I remember. Before I actually met her, I heard a recording of hers that Bob Esposito played for me. And I had two feelings when I heard it. One was, "Oh my God, that is a great song." And the other one was, "I wish I could sound like that, but I don't." But luckily, as years go by and I get past the age of envy or jealousy, it's much better to be friends with people whose work you love than to be jealous of them.
Moonshadow Over Pulteney happens Saturday in Pulteney Park in Geneva. Food trucks will be serving food beginning at 5, with music at 7. The event is free and open to the public, with lawn seating and, according to Lavin, something else.
Well, there's going to be a surprise in the show, but I can't tell you what it is, or it wouldn't be a surprise.
For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.
It's out of stock, it's out of print, it's out of style. You'll get used to something new, so they say, in a while. Gets discontinued.